This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Everyone's sad about what happened, of course, but today you saw a parade of figures in politics and entertainment, the media, come out and say we need to do something. Strikingly absent from these pleas was any specific suggestion about what to do. What gun law should we be passing? And how would it have prevented what we saw yesterday? We haven't found the answer to that. We're going to keep pressing. Well, we've also heard person after person second-guess the security around the event on Sunday night in Las Vegas. And you have heard people say that we need to do this or to do that, become much more like this country or that country, become more like Israel. It all sounds well-meaning. The question is, would it work? We decided to find someone who might know the answer to that, and we found Kelly McCann. He's a former Marine Special Missions Officer, now CEO of Combatives Brand Security Consultants and Training, and he joins us tonight. Kelly, you do this for a living. You were the first person I thought of when I watched others on television say, if we'd only run the bags through a screen or put the customers through a magnetometer. Is that a fair assessment of the security on Sunday night in Vegas?
No, it's a reaction, a pretty predictable reaction, right? I mean, there's always this urge to answer the void, right? To answer the question. The problem is outlier incidents are really hard to plan for.
Yes.
Ask yourself, like if you were traveling with your family, you had a lot of bags, you had a miserable flight, it took a long time to get somewhere. Maybe in the 90 days or 120 days after an incident like this, you might put up with waiting in line for 30 minutes, waiting for your bag to get through to the desk. But after that, would that be acceptable to you? And what's the cost, not only to the hotel chain, but to everything? I mean, you've got to staff that. You've got to have people who know what they're looking at, right? So you've got to have people like trained for TSA to be able to look into a bag through an X-ray machine. So in a lot of cases, a lot of the ideas are because people want to answer that void, but it's not practical and it's not sustainable.
It seems to me that if you have someone like Stephen Paddock, who is unconcerned about his own life or all kinds of suicide attacks you see around the world, you have someone who doesn't care about being caught or dying, how do you protect against that?
Of course, that is the question that, you know, we start getting into the realm of, you know, conjecture and, you know, asking those questions. And, of course, there are so many questions when this, you know, comes up. And, you know, this was one of the immediate questions that I was asked early on was, how would Israel handle this? What would they have done? And of course, you know, they are very vigilant. There are, you know, their threat level is at a heightened level all the time when you're, you know, constantly being bombarded with, you know, missiles from outside of the perimeter. Or there's attacks, jihadi attacks, whether it's a knife jihad or a intifada or a car intifada, you know, and it's just, you know, they're constantly under threat. And, you know, obviously what America needs to do, and I believe that they've done in many regards, I don't know, Scott, after everything is said and done. I mean, you got somebody, as you said before, wasn't on the radar. He was a gambler. He was known by the people there in Vegas. It's kind of odd when you think of it now and you go, you know, one guy, 10 pieces of luggage. What's going on here? You know, some of those things are out of character. But somebody who is, you know, known by the people there in the area, they would just overlook it. Oh, that's just Stephen. He's just there. You know, he's here again. He's a gambler, you know, and they accommodate him on so many levels. Little do they know that he's up in the room doing this sort of thing.
He was there at the same in the same room a month earlier. So I'm mm-hmm. sure he did all the same stuff, brought a bunch of luggage and everything like that. I don't know. It's just really hard because there's nothing about his past that says this is where he was headed.
Right, exactly. Well, certainly not his past, but maybe his immediate one, and this is what John Guandola was suggesting. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We want to talk about college sports, and some of the biggest headlines in college sports have had little to do with what happens on the gridiron or hardwood. A recent New York Times article written by investigative reporter Mike McIntyre highlights such discrepancies and searches for solutions to these issues. In the wake of a mishandled rape accusation against star quarterback Jameis Winston and the resulting scandal that engulfed Florida State University, McIntyre set out to answer a question. What's wrong with big-time college athletics? Now, using the FSU scandal as a fulcrum of the corruption in college sports, Mike delivers a new book titled Champions Way, Football Florida, and the Lost Soul of College Sports. Mike, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, good to have you here. This book is not only jaw-dropping, when you consider, because even before, and we heard, you know, scant stories and some of this stuff, the way it was adjudicated in the court of public opinion, I mean, you knew we had trouble here in River City, and you had to go deeper and get down to the bottom of this.
Yeah, I mean, one of the goals here was to not just sort of chronicle the scandals that we hear about and read about every year, you know, with sad regularity, but to kind of figure out why these things continue to happen year after year. And, you know, my involvement in this was not as a sports journalist. I have to confess, I've never covered a game. I've never interviewed a player in the locker room afterwards. I'm an investigative reporter. And a few years ago at the New York Times, you know, we started looking at these cases at Florida State University involving, as you mentioned, Jameis Winston and other players. And it was during that period I just kind of looked around the landscape and asked myself, you know, what the hell is going on? And you kind of know that, you know, there's big money involved. I'm not naive about the way this works. I'm a sports fan. I like watching games myself. I get it. But when you see the financial stakes, you know, we're talking Division I athletic programs collectively bringing in over $8 billion a year, all of it tax-free. You have that kind of money sloshing around, and it really infects, I think, decision-making on the part of everybody, from the university president on down to the athletes on the field and to the cops out in the community.
Well, FSU was in a tough pickle, to say the least. I mean, here they are. They're up for a national championship. This accusation comes out, and it's a bit of a scramble. And we've seen this happen time and again. I mean, you happen to highlight in Champions Way, FSU. But, you know, you can name just about any college. And, of course, you run the gamut. I mean, you've got some false accusations, you know, but in this particular case, and not that I'm adjudicating this at all, but your point with all this is that there's a lot of money here. And the interest of college sports is to protect the goose that's laying golden eggs, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the Winston case in particular, you know, that case, that investigation of a rape complaint about him was essentially over and done with before it even began. And when you look at why, you have to come to the conclusion that it really has to, you know, stem from the power and influence of the football program in Tallahassee at the Florida State. You know, the lead detective on that investigation actually was paid by the Seminole Boosters to work side jobs at football games. The Boosters also pay a big chunk of the university president's salary. Now, I'm not talking about paying the athletic director or the coach, because they do that too, but this is the president of the university. They pay his salary. The athletic boosters do. So, yeah, when you talk about the money, you can't help but wonder, you know, what effect does that have when you have to make policy decisions about what to spend money on and what where your priorities are going to be. And the real irony here, too, which we haven't mentioned yet, is that everybody around these players aren't making money, but not them. And that raises a whole other
Not the player. The player, at times, they find a way to, you know, get some sort of benefit, because you can get around to anything, but you have to be real careful. You can't be real obvious and give a player a car, right?
That's right.
Or cash.
Or even in the case of once a kind of notorious situation, I think it was in Oregon, a player, a recruit, got like a razor to shave with, you know, you know, while he was visiting. And that wound up being a violation. And, you know, it's ridiculous. And so, you know, these kids who, many of them have, you know, really stellar careers ahead of them, they can only get past this artificial construct the NCAA has set up to kind of, you know, pretend they're there as students. They are at a disadvantage. I mean, you know, the ones who aren't going to make it to the pros end up oftentimes without a real meaningful education to fall back on. And the ones who do have a good chance of getting there often get hung up on these academic scandals and booster violations, partly because they're not allowed to actually make a living off of their work, you know, which everybody around them is profiting from except for them.
Exactly. And what happens? I mean, because you say this, you know, you detail in a book a system. I mean, this is a this is an empire in and of itself, and a system that operates to protect their individual franchise players, right?
It really does have parallels to the NFL, and an interesting degree too. It's also being pushed down now into the high school level. You know, this idea of, you know, running these commercial fiefdoms, you know, and marketing campaigns and everything. But yeah, I mean, a really successful $100 million athletic program at a public university somewhere. I mean, those are you know, powerhouse institutions that are embraced by university president, the board of trustees, and the alumni and the fans, who believe that there's all sorts of ancillary benefits that come with that. And the interesting thing there is there really has not been a lot of proof to that effect. I mean, you know, they claim that championship football team, for instance, will result in, you know, more recruiting of just regular students, stuff like that. It's never really been shown to be the case. But be that as it may, I mean, yeah, there's a sort of a feedback loop here where you create the mythology around this big winning program, and then you build off of it, and you make money off of it, you raise funds off of it, you try to recruit students, and you build your reputation around it. So that becomes really important to hold on to and to protect.
And all you do is you hope that football player, that star player, stays healthy. But, you know, what happens, Mike? I mean, in terms of the maturation process of these young men that are treated like gods almost.
I think that's really an unfortunate consequence of this whole system. You know, to get back to, not to pick on Jameis Winston again, but to get back to that case, I mean, here's a guy, supremely talented athlete, very bright, intelligent kid, and he comes to Florida State with a very high opinion of himself. And that's just reinforced over and over again while he's there. And he continues to get into trouble. And I'm not even talking here about the rape allegation. I'm talking about just a whole host of other things that happen, you know, big and small, that were embarrassment to him and the school. And so, yeah, you do have this situation where these young men, usually, many of them kind of unprepared for it, are put up on a pedestal and idolized. And some of them just can't handle it. And it just creates a very toxic environment all the way around.
Well, we're talking with Mike McIntyre. We've got more from Mike and his new book, Champions Way, Football, Florida, and the Lost Soul of College Sports, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us right after the break.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Mike McIntyre continues, investigative reporter and author of the new book, Champions Way, Football Florida and the Lost Soul of College Sports. And we're just talking about Jameis Winston. And as a student, as an athlete, outside of even, you know, the accusation of rape, you know, you heard stories of, I don't know, special attention, special privilege. I mean, he's the big man on campus, right?
Yeah, and he's certainly not alone. I mean, he was the quarterback and got a lot of attention. Also, you know, as I said, for some of the wrong reasons, especially the sexual assault allegations for which he was never charged. But, you know, one of the stories that I did at the New York Times and built upon in the book showed that he was just one example of a much bigger problem there. I mean, there were lots of other athletes, elite football players, who were also getting into trouble, and nothing was coming of it. You know, there would be investigations of theft and, you know, assault and domestic issues and things like that. And if you really look at how these investigations are carried out by the police and the university, a lot of them, you know, similar to the Winston case, just really went nowhere, probably by design. You know, there was no meaningful investigation done. You add on top of that a case I discovered and wrote about in the book about, you know, alleged academic fraud involving online courses, you know, which athletes are kind of pushed into. And it really does add up into a system where, you know, they're trying to push these kids through, keep them academically eligible, keep them out of trouble. And oftentimes, you know, for the various pressures that we're talking about here, the reasons for that, it just doesn't work.
Well, the tough thing, as you report here, Mike, is that if they go on to the NFL, they're protected a bit. I mean, you know, that personality, that sense of entitlement carries into the next part of their life, which, you know, we saw happen with Aaron Hernandez, right, and so many others. You know, you got to decide when you are going to deal with these tough issues of life and mature as a result of poor decision making, or be coddled and entitled to think that, you know, I am the king.
I think that's one of the saddest things about this. I really empathize with the athletes when I went about doing this book project and talking to some of them and trying to understand, you know, where some of them wound up, both the ones who were successful and the ones who washed out. And, you know, so many of them are just not prepared during their college experience or even before they get there, not just academically, but just to, you know, as you say, I mean, to become whole people, you know, citizens. And, you know, some of them we see time and again, they may make it to the NFL or the NBA, and they may have 3, 4, 5 years of success and make a lot of money during that time. But oftentimes, like the lottery winner, you know, they've blown all their savings after a couple of years, and they're back to square one again after they've washed out of the, you know, the pros. So, I mean, without that education, without that foundation that they're supposed to be getting while they're there, it really, you know, it's a disservice to them, and not just to the other students in the school, but to the athletes themselves.
Well, the sad part, you say back to square one. I say even worse than square one, because they have this image and perception of how things should work, and it's not real. And so they have to reconcile the unreal with the real to even get to the starting line to start over, don't they? That's even if they psychologically can deal with it. And the reason I'm saying this is that by experience, Mike, where I grew up, we had some talented people, and one young man in particular, he was a gifted ball player. It was unbelievable. You said, this guy, he's going to the bigs, there's no problem. Well, he ends up not making it there, because, you know, when you think about the competitive aspect, I mean, anything can get in the way of your being able to realize a professional dream and livelihood. And he ended up having a bad back. He's out, and so depressed that he never came back. He ended up committing suicide.
Oh,
and so you wonder, you know, how many other stories in the Naked City involve similar, you know, occurrences and results.
Yeah, and, you know, it goes back to, you know, in many of these cases, the importance then of making sure that these young athletes get some kind of a educational grounding while they're at college, in the event that they don't make it. And of course, the vast majority of them don't make it in the pros. Mm-hmm. Only a very small percentage make it to the NFL and the NBA. Most don't. You know, and then there's a case I wrote about in the book. Is a young man that went to University of North Carolina, which had a horrendous academic scandal there. And he, you know, was told before he went, he's a football player, that, you know, he was guaranteed at least to get a really good education while he was there. And he was interested in pursuing criminal justice. Right. Well, he gets there, and no sooner has he started, but they funnel him into these, you know, bogus classes that were just designed to provide a, you know, paper GPA to keep him eligible to play. And that was part of the scandal, which was then revealed to have been going on for over a decade. Well, he, you know, ended up leaving school. He has no degree. The education he got was useless. And he had a very brief tenure in the pros, and now he's trying to make it, last I heard, in arena football somewhere. So, you know, he's that's an example, you know, that didn't come to its sad end, thankfully, as what you were describing. But it's, you know, this is the type of thing that these kids are up against.
Exactly. Well, Mike, in your book, Champion's Way, I mean, is there a solution? I mean, we've got issues of steroids. We've got falsified, you know, classes, attendance, and, you know, just as you say, they're rigging the system, you know, online courses. I mean, they're using every angle they can to protect these football players, and at whatever level. I don't care if it's at a community college, anything to keep them so they're eligible and on the field. You know, is there some solution short of getting, you know, the government involved, which, you know, the idea of that concept just scares me like all kinds of get out, because I don't know, you know, if we're asking, you know, these guys to do brain surgery on themselves, if they can even have the wherewithal and the sense of responsibility as a governing body in college sports to govern themselves.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that struck me, to get back to the money issue, is the tax exemption that now.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. This is all part and parcel and contributes to the whole morass of, as you say, the system.
Yeah, and it's interesting to note that one of the NCAA's biggest fears is losing the tax exemption for college athletics. And you have to ask yourself why. Well, one of the reasons for that is if you start taxing it for what it is, which is an enormously profitable commercial enterprise, entertainment platform, then it kind of removes this whole fantasy that these kids are just there as amateurs, as student athletes, and not semi-pros or professionals.
Exactly.
And so if you start taxing it and remove that unfair advantage, I mean, we're all subsidizing this in that sense, if you think about it that way, because these athletic programs they fall under the umbrella of the university, which is they're all tax exempt.
And we do that with the NFL too, don't we?
Well, it's a little different.
To a different degree?
Well, the NFL itself, the league, yes, is tax exempt, but the individual teams are not. And that's really where the money is, right? So the franchise of the teams, they're taxed like businesses. But in the case of the colleges, none of them are. None of the individual colleges and universities or athletic programs are taxed. So if you take some of the wind out of the sails of the money, then you can make the argument that perhaps some of the incentive for some of the bad behavior we see might go away.
Or maybe you might have a fund to pay for some of this stuff that happens, you know, with these kids, so they have some sort of potential remedy. You also address corporate funders, private booster groups, and legal cleanup crews in modern-day athletics. I mean, this is a comprehensive system, and we've only got about a minute left here, Mike, so I'm going to let you summarize that, and we're going to have to wrap it up here, okay?
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, the system you described is absolutely a problem. And I think until we remove some of the financial incentive for some of the behavior that we've been talking about, there's not much impetus for change. Because of the money that's at present in the system now, it just provides too much of an incentive for, you know, corner cutting and looking the other way and covering things up. And that we've seen it time and time again, and it'll continue to happen.
Yeah, there it is. You get what you reward. Champion's Way, Mike McIntyre, Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter at the New York Times, teaches journalism at New York University. Mike, great book, great read. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. Fall is here, and as the weather changes, so do the things we need around the house. Facebook's Marketplace can help you declutter from summer and get ready for fall. You can get rid of beach blankets, camping equipment, and old bikes, and find everything you need for the season, like sports gear, warm clothing, and Halloween decorations and costumes. It's all on Facebook's Marketplace. Deb Liu is Vice President of Facebook's Marketplace.
It's easy to declutter your home and earn cash for things you're not using right on Facebook Marketplace. Halloween is right around the corner, so save time and money by buying costumes in Marketplace. And you can even sell your old costumes from last year to pay for candy. It's also the start of a new sports season, so you can easily sell your old equipment and find new, gently used sporting goods on Marketplace. So whether you're trying to get rid of summer items or gearing up for fall, Marketplace is here to help.
For more information, visit Facebook.com or open the Facebook app and look for the Marketplace icon.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Live.
God's not dead, he's surely alive.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you get to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. It's time for us to talk about anxiety on campuses across this country. You know, Gen Z is the most anxious generation to arrive on campus yet, with expectations that are more fluid and immediate than their predecessors. The result is a shift in higher education that'll bring with it substantial changes in how universities educate, accommodate, and operate. Now, to explore these evolving outlooks, Sodexo, world leader in the quality of life services, recently released its 2017 University Lifestyle Survey, which tracks the undergraduate student journey, providing valuable insights and identifying key trends in non-academic areas of university life. And here to talk about it is Jim Jenkins, the CEO of Universities East Sodexo North America. Jim, good to have you back with us. Always good talking with you. How are you doing, sir?
Good. Thanks, Bill. Glad to be here.
Well, the survey, I mean, interesting information that you receive, and this is why Sodexo does this, but one of the big things that has come out of it is the uncertainty about these kids' future, right?
Absolutely. We're seeing a tremendous amount of stress with students coming out of the survey, and it's not just financial stress, which also is a huge concern. You know, we're seeing in the U.S. 60% feel that they're going to need some type of financial help or they're not going to be able to make it. But it's really about the future. You know, only 28% of these students are coming out with internships. They're worried whether they're going to get a job, and then they're worried whether the job's going to be relevant to what they studied. So huge investment to go to college these days. And, you know, we're seeing all type of stress-related situations with this group.
Yeah, they haven't even taken their first test, and they're walking in stressed out, maybe because, Jim, because of, you know, the information that they've been getting lately, you know, after the, the national, political campaigns and everything, talking about student debt and what kind of return on investment these students have been getting, being tough to, get jobs afterwards and that sort of thing. Maybe that's add to some of this perception. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It is, like I said, it's a humongous investment now. You know, you're seeing cost of, tier one institutions up near $70,000 a year now. And, will I be able to pay the debt back and will I be able to get a job? Institutions now really are faced with how do I show relevant value back to the decision process? Okay, I made a decision to make an investment in my future. An institution needs to help the students understand the investment they're making and then make it real for them.
Exactly. And are they going to end up owing their soul to the company store in the process?
Well, some are. Some certainly are. I mean, it's a tremendous thing, and it's certainly understandable why the stress surrounding, the future in finance came out pretty loud in the survey.
Yeah, as you say, according to the survey, 43% of students make their decision on where to attend college based largely on their first impression of the campus. So first impressions still come into play, whether it's making friends or choosing a college, right?
Very important. So, again, we're talking about a generation here that's very tech savvy, very connected. Mm-hmm. So when they hit the street on campus for the visit, they've done the homework. Mm-hmm. So how do they feel? Is it welcoming? How does it look? Does it meet their standards? You know, we're not talking about just having Wi-Fi in the library and in the room. It has to be everywhere. Mm-hmm. It has to have the amenities that they're looking for and that they're used to having. So institutions need to take a strong look at that and take a strong look at themselves to say, do I have what it takes to be able to retain and retract? Interestingly enough, this survey also told us that the friendly atmosphere and feeling welcome actually rated higher than an institution's reputation.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that was interesting as well, which goes to show you, as you say, they're much prepared and they're able to, kind of sense this. But, that's pretty much in line with today's consumer as well. You know, they want to have a sense of welcoming. If they're not, then, hey, look, they're going to exit stage left. And so why wouldn't they do the same thing on a college campus?
Exactly. And again, this is how this generation was brought up. Yeah. They do their homework on online. They're ready to make a decision, and then that experience piece is going to make them decide. And we've seen college campuses, one in the South particularly, they schedule all their campus tours for prospective students in the spring. Mm-hmm. Flowers are out. Weather's beautiful. It's not middle of summer, extremely hot. They're doing things to help themselves recruit students. And that's where we come in and help. You know, our services are there to be able to help them with things like curb appeal, facilities management, facilities design, space planning, dining services.
Mm. Yeah, this really is a business, no doubt about it. And, your survey also pointed out 62% consider the campus tour more influential than their parents' advice. So trust and verifies this generation, right?
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. And you're seeing more and more institutions really take a hard look at the tour, who's giving the tour, what they're saying, what the route of the tour, and what's the information that's being provided. Because, again, we're going back to that first impression, and it means a whole lot. And it's very competitive for colleges to recruit students. It's very expensive, and, they have to be able to show relevant value back to the consumer.
Yeah, exactly. Jim, is today's student becoming more introverted or something? Because the study indicated that many of them, 86% of the students, study alone in their rooms, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. And it's and that percentage is actually, you know, I think about 20% higher than the rest of the world. And it certainly just lends to the whole piece of this generation and how tech savvy they are. So, you know, the fact that they study alone doesn't mean that they're not connected and they're not connecting with other people. It's just that they're doing it independently. So what colleges and universities need to do is be able to design spaces and create non-traditional venues that students can, you know, create community together.
Right.
You know,
like a coffee shop, right?
Library.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, in the library.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Even the library. Oh, you can talk in the library now?
Well, yeah. There's a lot of a lot of Starbucks and a lot of libraries these days.
Yes. Right, exactly, because I know in my time, boy, it was, you know, you were hard-pressed to have any kind of conversation, right, in a library, but you got to change with the times here. So, yes, I'm sure there's still the quiet areas, but like you say, a lot of these campuses are including coffee shops as an annex to the library.
Yeah, you look at companies like Google and Amazon and how they design their workspaces, and they're designing them for this generation that's coming out of college. So it just makes sense that universities, you know, sort of are going in the same direction. It's very, very open and collaborative spaces and trying to get people to, you know, connect socially versus, you know, connect from a wired standpoint. So a lot of opportunities for institutions to change that or make that impression that they need to attract, retain, keep, and graduate students.
Well, Jim Jenkins, the CEO, University's North American East, talking about Sodexo's latest survey. Two quick questions here. Why does Sodexo take on this survey, and where can the people go for more information as we wrap this up, Jim?
Great. You know, we provide services, you know, for over 1,000 institutions around the globe. So being able to conduct a survey that's going to help us with insights and trends is valuable for us to help our partners be successful. So you want some more information, go to www.sodexousa.com. You can download the complete survey or just hit University Lifestyle Survey in your browser and it should pop up.
Well, Jim Jenkins, thank you so much for visiting with us. Good stuff, and thank you for all the hard work with Sodexo. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks.
Take care.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Have you ever found yourself at the end of your faith asking, where's God in this? If you've had a crisis of faith, then you'll want to see and bring your friends and family to a question of faith. When tragedy strikes three families, their destiny forces them on a converging path to discover God's love, grace, and mercy, as the challenges of their faith could also resurrect their beliefs. What do you do when there's no faith left? Run to see this movie, A Question of Faith. Divided by loss, united by faith. Now playing.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Don't forget to check out our sign the pardon petition for Christian Saucier. Appreciate those of you that have been jumping in. Spread the word. Send it out to your friends, family. Get it out there. Let's get thousands of people signing that petition so we can send it to our commander-in-chief, President Donald Trump. As you may recall, back in during the campaign, he did bring up the plight the Christian Saucier was faced with. Let me bring Andrea Kay on right now. Andrea Kay, of course, a conservative radio and TV hostess with the Mostest, and of course, she is the host of the Andrea Kay Show, which makes sense. After all, you wouldn't want to be the host of anything but the Andrea Kay Show, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it'd be hard to people to tune in to, you know, the Sally Sue Show if my name means Sally Sue, but. Always good to be with you, but I wish it was on better circumstances.
Yeah, well, that's the nature, but it's what people are talking about, the cooler. But really quick, as I was finishing up our appeal for Christian Saucier, as you may recall, you know, this poor guy, I'm saying a poor guy, I mean, here he is, he served our country for 13 years, about a year and a half, 2 years into it, still a rookie, you know, he's on a nuclear submarine and he does what all these kids do. You know, they take selfies, they take pictures and, you know, want to, you know, document the moment and be able to show their kids and grandkids, hey, this is where, you know, your dad or your grandfather worked on a nuclear submarine. Well, you know, some other guys did it too. It doesn't make it right, but kind of a low level infraction of classified, kind of a low level classified, you know, infraction. And so Donald Trump, when he got wind of it, says, whoa, this is not, you know, this is a bummer. What are we doing? You know, because meanwhile, this happened, like I said, 2 years into his service. And then 13 years later, now he's being prosecuted and they prosecute him, Andrea, outside of the military courts. They do it civilly and he gets convicted for a year in jail. And I know you're going to ask me, what about those two other guys? Well, the two other guys got the typical, you know, slap on the hand, you know, don't do that again. Give me those pictures. And there might have been a reduction in pay or rank or something like that. So, you know, that's just the standard operating way to handle something of this low level classified type of infraction. But Christian Saucier, interestingly enough, in light of everything that was going on in the Beltway with Hillary Clinton et al., and, you know, grave mishandling, reckless mishandling, I think is what James Comey called it, of top secret information, you know, by comparison, she gets nothing, goes on and has an opportunity to run for president of the United States, and Christian is thrown into jail for a year. And, of course, as a result, is kicked out of the Navy, a career that he had hoped to have already put in 13 years. Now all that stuff goes down the El Tolito, as they say.
Right.
Loses all benefits, has lost his car. Financially, the young man is has been devastated. As you can only imagine, you know, he's spent a year in jail and the whole deal, and it's just an absolute mess. So we are appealing to the commander-in-chief to say, okay, do what you said you were going to do on the campaign trail. Let's get him pardoned. Get him back in good standing, get him, you know, an honorable discharge or at least a general discharge, you know, and let's call it a day and let this young man get on with his life.
Yeah, this is a story that is just so heartbreaking to me. I've interviewed Sadie, his wife, many mm-hmm. times, and this just makes me want to jab myself in the eyeball with a pen. It's so aggravating.
Yes,
and
it is.
I work in anytime I'm doing major media, I always try to work it in because, you know, when we have this false phony Russian collusion investigation while Hillary Clinton's walking free, I always like to get it in there because I try to get the story out as much as possible. And the fact that Ray Campos Duffy actually said it so perfectly recently, he said some people violate our laws in terms of classified information to go to jail. Other people go on a book tour. So what he did with six pictures, that shouldn't even get a slap on the wrist. There is,
right.
The loves to yammer on and on and on about social justice and how we need, you know, justice reform in terms of our courts. We sure do because
right.
there's something really wrong when we have a Secretary of State who not just transported classified information, but we're talking about SAP.
Right.
And then was able to destroy 33,000 pieces of government information that was under subpoena, which is a felony. And she's still walking around while Christian Saucier was separated from his wife and from his baby for a year. And it's not too late to pardon him. What I've talked about before with her is the fact that even though he's out of jail now, he still needs the pardon so that he can get his record expunged.
Exactly.
So that he doesn't have justice every time he goes on a job interview. If
right.
the left cared about justice, they would care about him and his case, but they don't.
Well, according to his mother as well, Andrea, is that a Christian has some medical needs, and of course, all that is now by the wayside as well. He has no access to medical care. I mean, you talk about paying the price and being put 30 steps behind the starting line after serving this country for 13 years. And keep in mind, but for this infraction, all his reviews were stellar. He, in fact, when he was pulled out of duty, he was an instructor. I mean, he had risen to the instructor level. He's an E6. So you're talking, you know, upper mid-level management, you know, type of position in the Navy.
Yeah, you know, none of this makes any sense to me. We're a nation that supposedly cares about our veterans and our military and appreciates, you know, what the sacrifices that they're making for their country, and then we let something like this happen. You know, I don't understand why President Trump hasn't pardoned him yet. I don't think he actually said on the campaign trail, though, that he was going to pardon Christian. I think what he said was he just pointed that out as unequal, you know, justice under the law.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
he needs to pardon him. And I know that he's got a lot on his plate. But this is something that needs to be rectified, in my opinion.
And
I didn't know. And I want to make sure we put out the information on the petition again.
Yes. Well, and you can go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com right there and just click on sign the petition, get it signed, and then by all means, put it out throughout your network. Get everybody you can to sign this so that we can get it to the commander-in-chief. And, you know, call the question on this deal. As you said, Andrea, and rightfully so, it's not that Donald Trump said, as candidate Trump, that he would do this, but he did point out. So he has some sensitivity and understanding that this is unjust.
Well, yeah, and I want to point out something else. if people hearing this story don't care anything about Christian because they're like, oh, well, he did it, he should go to jail. How about all the left and the liberals who like to yammer about DACA and about how, oh, we can't separate parents from their children. Look what happened with Christian Saucier's family. Look
yes,
what
exactly.
happened while he was a baby. He was sure separated from his family over this, over nothing. While
right.
Hillary Clinton is walking around here free. How about this? If they're not going to pardon Chris, how about at least we see her doing a perp walk in cuffs and see her do a year in jail?
Well, you know, if we're going to get this country back on track, Andrea, this is what it all comes down to. I was speaking to another one of our experts and talking about the rule of law and what Jeff Sessions has tried to do in this administration in terms of reinstalling the rule of law. And it needs to reach to its ultimate heights, which would include not only Hillary Clinton, but the entire Barack Obama administration, including the president himself. Now, whether or not there's enough courage and intestinal fortitude in the Beltway to deal with this issue, it is that important if we're going to get this country back on track and be a government, you know, that abides by the rule of law.
Well, I agree with you there, and I'm on the team hashtag Fire Sessions.
Yes.
Because I think he has been probably the biggest mistake. You know, Steve Bannon came out recently and said the biggest mistake Trump did was firing Comey.
Mm.
I disagree with that. I think he should have done it on the day of his inauguration.
Yeah.
But choosing Jeff Sessions was a huge mistake, and that needs to be rectified.
Well, I think clearly I agree with you. I agree with you. I don't mean to interrupt you there, but I did. Sorry. So I guess I did mean to interrupt you. But, you know, the thing is with Comey is that it's all timing. I mean, and this is what gave credence to the to the collusion and, of course, set up what he manufactured, which was an investigator, you know, to come in Robert Mueller. He designed this. I mean, he actuated this whole deal because he wasn't happy with the way things worked out. He deserved to be fired. No doubt about it.
He did, but there still would not have been any special counsel appointed. Mueller would have been appointed if Sessions had not recused himself. And then Comey sat in front of Congress and talked about how, you know, a nauseous Comey sat in front of Congress and talked about Loretta Lynch and that tarmac meeting. And the obstruction of justice there. Did Sessions call in for a special counsel, a special prosecutor for that? And Hillary Clinton has not been investigated for her pay-to-play scheme that was recently revealed when Jay Sekulow's group went and did the job of the Justice Department and under the Freedom of Information Act, got hundreds of pieces of emails showing pay-to-play scheme after Hillary Clinton had already lied and said that they had turned over everything. Sessions is not doing his job. No, they're going after Nikki Haley because she retweeted Donald Trump.
Yeah, go figure. Yeah, I know this is how insane it's become. No doubt about it. Well, our legal analyst James Herson had just reported on the Democratic collusion. What you're alluding to as well here, Andrea, and that is that even Zuckerberg got caught up into it. You know, accepting Russian money. So does that bring him into the conspiracy net, right?
Well, investigate them all, I say.
Hey, why not? Why not? But meanwhile, we continue to grieve, Andrea, and I know it's on your heart and part of your daily prayers right now, what Las Vegas is enduring. The president is there in Las Vegas today to meet with first responders, some survivors, and the families of the victims. Sadness is over our hearts right now. And it's a time for prayer. That's all I can say.
Saki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur. There's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insight insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.